Testimonies and experiences in connection with the Glendale Sanitarium, Burden. Early in 1903, while I was in Australia, Sister White forwarded to me a large bundle of manuscript concerning the medical work in Southern California, and a little later she wrote me concerning the reverses that were coming to the medical work in Los Angeles, asking how I would feel about returning to America to help in the work. The communications sent were most carefully read, as I had been connected with the starting of the Vegetarian Cafe and Los Angeles treatment rooms before I left for Australia. At that time, I felt no desire to return to America, and so wrote her. The Lord, however, was evidently preparing my mind for the work in this field, although at the time I did not know it. On returning to America in February 1904, I was again solicited by Sister White to come to Southern California to assist in the medical work. Just then, there was considerable agitation concerning the purchase of Paradise Valley Sanitarium. When it was learned that I was thinking of coming to Southern California, several took occasion to warn me against being foolish enough to connect with such a hopeless enterprise. I had, however, read too carefully the communications sent me concerning the prospects of the work to be discouraged by any such representations. After listening again to Sister White's account of what had been shown her concerning the work, and of the providences of God that had led to the purchase of the Paradise Valley Sanitarium, I was convinced that the hand of the Lord was in it. Hence, I consented to come down and spend a month in looking over the situation. At this time, such a strong sentiment had been worked up in the conference against incurring any further indebtedness in advancing the medical work that, from a human standpoint, it seemed impossible to do anything. After looking over the ground carefully, visiting a number of places that looked hopeful for sanitarium work, and attending a number of councils of the committee, it was very clear to me that the brethren would feel relieved if I did not stay, and if I did remain, they would rather I would drop the agitation of securing the sanitarium. I therefore returned to Northern California and wrote Sister White that, while I could see a need and many opportunities for carrying forward the work, I did not feel that I was the one to undertake it. I was therefore planning to turn my attention to something else. Her reply was brief, but right to the point. I was instructed to return to Southern California and stay there, with the intimation that I did not know what was before me, that if I failed in getting something started, I could at least look over the field, and she herself would join me in the fall and would see that something was accomplished, that the time had come that something must be done. With these instructions, we decided to return with a determination to do everything in our power to carry out the instruction concerning the medical work in Southern California. By this time, a change had come, and the brethren invited me to take hold with them. Our first work was to plan for the work in Los Angeles, where the lease was about to expire, and to try to unload the work in Pasadena, which was running behind quite heavily, and had continued to do so ever since it was started. At both of these places, we found conditions perplexing, and it took some time before the tide could be turned so that the work as a whole was making a small gain. During this time, we also spent much time and thought in planning for a sanitarium outside of Los Angeles. From the very first, our convictions rested down upon the Glendale building, and the more we looked over the field, the more satisfied we were that the Glendale property, all things considered, was the best thing in sight. In council with Brother and Sister Simpson and the conference committee, we worked away at the Glendale proposition until we got it down to a cash proposition from $17,500 to $12,000. Many hours of council were then spent with the committee as to what action we should take, but they found themselves bound by certain resolutions of the conference, which forbid their making an investment of over $300 without the sanction of the conference. Hence, nothing could be done until the conference could convene in September. Business, however, could not wait in an indefinite way for the pleasure of the conference, so it became necessary for someone to assume responsibility if anything was done. Two or three of us, therefore, undertook the preliminary work of contracting for the purchase of the Glendale Sanitarium. A number of things arose which held the matter in abeyance until about the middle of the camp meeting, which we felt was very fortunate, as it would give us opportunity to counsel with the delegates before we would have to make the first payment. As soon as the conference convened, several meetings were held with the delegates, but without favorable results. At each meeting, the proposition was turned down, Various testimonies were read concerning the general outline for the medical work in this field, and also specific statements recently received, such as the following, addressed to the Southern California Conference, dated April 26, 1904. Dear brethren, I have always looked with great interest upon the work in Los Angeles and San Diego, hoping that right moves would be made, and that the sanitarium work might be established in these important places. Every year, a large number of tourists visit these places, and I have longed to see men moved by the Holy Spirit, meeting these people with the message borne by John the Baptist. The Lord has ordained that memorials for him shall be established in many places. He has presented before me buildings away from the cities and suitable for our work, which can be purchased at a low price. We must take advantage of the favorable openings for sanitarium work in Southern California, where the climate is so favorable for this work. It is the Lord's purpose that sanitariums shall be established in Southern California, and that from these institutions shall go forth the light of truth for this time. By them, the claims of the true Sabbath are to be presented, and the third angel's message proclaimed. There is a special work to be done at this time, a work of great importance. Light has been given me that a sanitarium should be established near Los Angeles, in some rural district. For years, the need of such an institution has been kept before our people in Southern California. Had the brethren there heeded the warnings given by the Lord to guard them from making mistakes, they would not now be tied up as they are. But they have not followed the instruction given. They have not gone forward in faith to establish a sanitarium near Los Angeles. The buildings secured for this work should be out of the city, in the country, so that the sick may have the benefit of outdoor life. It is the purpose of God that a sanitarium shall be established at some suitable place near Los Angeles. This institution is to be managed carefully and faithfully by men who have clear spiritual discernment and who have also financial ability, men who can carry the work forward successfully as faithful stewards. Another communication, dated April 27, 1904, addressed to the President of the Conference and Associate Member, reads as follows. There is a special work to be done just now. A sanitarium should be established near Los Angeles. My brethren, will you not remember that it is the expressed will of God that this shall be done? Why this work should be delayed from year to year is a great mystery. This is a matter that has long been kept before you, my brethren. And again, sanitarium work has been pointed out as an important means of reaching the people with the truth. Had the light given by God been followed, this institution might now be in running order, exerting a strong influence for good. Arrangement could have been made to utilize for sanitarium work buildings already erected. It has been a lack of harmony, a lack of determination on the part of the workers to lift with one purpose in view that has delayed the establishment of a sanitarium in Southern California. There has been so much variance that means that should have been invested in sanitariums have been turned into other channels. The idea that a sanitarium should not be established unless it could be started free from debt has put the brakes upon the wheels of progress. In building meeting houses, I have had to borrow money in order that something might be done at once. I have been obliged to do this in order to fulfill the direction of God. For the past 20 years, I have been borrowing money and paying interest on it to establish schools and sanitariums and to build meeting houses. The institutions thus established and the churches built have been the means of bringing many to the truth. Thus the tithe has been increased and workers been added to the Lord's forces. Will my brethren consider this and work in accordance with the light God has given us? Let that which should be done without delay. Do your best to remedy the neglect of the past. The word has come once more that a sanitarium is to be set in working order near Los Angeles. If this sanitarium is conducted in harmony with the will of God, it will be a means of great blessing, a means in the Lord's hand of leading souls to the truth. From the light given me when I was in Australia and renewed since I came to America, I know that our work in Southern California must advance more rapidly. The people flocking to that place in search of health must hear the last message of mercy. For years, the work in Southern California has needed help, and we now call upon our brethren and sisters who have means to spare to put it into circulation, that we may secure the places so well suited for our work. God has not been pleased with the way in which this field has been neglected. From many places in Southern California, the light is to shine forth to the multitude. Present truth is to be as a city set on a hill which cannot be hid. With all this definite instruction outlining just what should be done, strange as it may now seem, when the hour arrived to close the bargain on the Glendale Sanitarium property, no favorable action could be secured from the conference. Two or three had to advance $1,000 and assume the whole responsibility. Later, after the place had been purchased, it was brought before the entire conference, and after considerable opposition, the conference voted to purchase the Glendale Sanitarium property and raised a little over $5,000 in donations and pledges. Donations for furnishings were secured from individuals and churches, amounting to nearly 2,000 more. In a few months, the institution was furnished and ready for work. Its history since then is known to you all. Writing from Washington, July 15, 1904, when Sister White had learned of the prospect of securing the Glendale property, she said, "I am very grateful to my Heavenly Father that you have secured a building near Los Angeles for sanitarium work. Your description of the building shows the truth of the testimonies that I have borne, that buildings suitable for our work will be offered to us at a low price. We must make earnest effort to improve the opportunities that God sends us, that His work shall advance as rapidly as possible. Let us have faith that we shall have special help from God. Let us not talk unbelief, but be cheerful in the Lord." After visiting the Glendale Sanitarium, December 21, 1904, she writes, "We feel very grateful to God that our brethren and sisters in Southern California have secured a property near the city of Los Angeles, which is well adapted for sanitarium purposes. We hope that our people in Southern California will come heartily to the support of the Glendale Sanitarium, so providentially placed in our hands, and that it may be fully equipped to do its blessed work. The Lord has not been honored or glorified by the past showing of the sanitarium work in Southern California. This work has been greatly hindered because men have relied upon human devising instead of following the Lord's leading. Dependence has been placed upon human wisdom, and failure has been the result. One night we seemed to be in a council meeting, and the question was being considered, how can the sanitarium work in Southern California be best advanced? One present proposed one thing, and still another proposed something entirely different. One of dignity and authority arose and said, 'I have some words of counsel for you. Never, never repeat a mistake of the past. Men have placed too much confidence in themselves.' 'You have,' said our instructor, 'come to an important place in the history of your work.'" Again, in a letter dated February 4, 1905, she writes as follows, "The remark is often made by one and another, 'Why depend so much on sanitariums? Why do we not pray for the miraculous healing of the sick as the people of God used to do? In the early history of our work, many were healed by prayer. And some, after they were healed, pursued the same course in the indulgence of appetite that they had followed in the past. They did not live and work in such a way as to avoid sickness. They did not show that they appreciated the Lord's goodness to them. Again and again, they were brought to suffering through their own careless, thoughtless course of action. How could the Lord be glorified in bestowing on them the gift of healing?" When the light came that we should have a sanitarium, the reason was plainly given. There were many who needed to be educated in regard to healthful living. A place must be provided to which the sick could be taken, where they could be taught how to live so as to preserve health. At the same time, light was given that the sick could be successfully treated without drugs. This was the lesson that was to be practiced and taught by physicians and nurses and by all other medical missionary workers. Drugs were to be discarded because when they are taken into the system, their after effects is very injurious. Many suffering from fevers have died as the results of the drugs administered. They might have been alive today had they been given water treatment by those competent to administer it. Great care should be shown in choosing young people to connect with our sanitariums. Those who have not the love of the truth in the soul should not be chosen. The sick need to have wise words spoken to them. The influence of every worker should make an impression on minds in favor of the religion of Christ. Light has been given me that the young people chosen to connect with our sanitariums should be those who give evidence that they have been apt learners in the school of Christ. It is to save the souls as well as to cure the bodies of men and women that our sanitariums, at much expense, are established. God designs that by means of them, the rich and the poor, the high and the low, shall find the bread of heaven and the water of life. I will thus explain the reasons why we have sanitariums. It is to gather in a class of people who will become intelligent upon health reform and will learn to regain health and how to prevent sickness by following right habits of eating and drinking and dressing. As a part of the treatment, lectures should be given regarding the right choice and preparation of foods, showing that foods may be prepared so as to be wholesome and nourishing, and at the same time appetizing and palatable. These lectures should be diligently kept up as a means of instructing the patients how to prevent disease by wise foresight. By means of these lectures, the patients may be shown the responsibility resting on them to keep the body in the most healthful condition, because it is the Lord's purchased possession. The sick may look to the great healer as they do all that is possible to be done on their part, cooperating with him who so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He who would be healed must cease to transgress the law of God. He must cease to lead a life of sin. God cannot bless the one who continues to bring upon himself disease and suffering by neglecting and violating the laws of heaven. But the Holy Spirit comes with a healing power to those who cease to do evil and learn to do well. I think I have answered the question, why do we not pray for the healing of the sick instead of having sanitariums? The education of many souls is at stake. In the providence of God, instruction has been given that sanitariums be established, in order that the sick may go to them and learn how to live healthfully. The establishment of sanitariums is a providential arrangement, whereby people from all places are to be reached and made acquainted with the truth for this time. It is for this reason that we urge that sanitariums be established in many places outside of our cities. Again, in a communication to the Glendale workers, dated March 14, 1905, we quote the following. We are glad that, notwithstanding some delay, the property at Glendale has been secured for a sanitarium. Years ago, the Lord gave me instructions that there should be a sanitarium near the city of Los Angeles. Instruction was also given that we should find properties for sale on which there would be buildings suitable for sanitarium purposes, and that we might secure such properties at a very low price. The location of the Glendale Sanitarium meets the representation given me of places God has reserved for us. Let all connected with this sanitarium keep in mind the purpose for which this property has been secured. The institution is to act a special part in bringing souls to Christ, leading them to love God and keep His commandments. Unless the workers have a living connection with God, unless there is seen in the institution a spirit of kindliness and compassion which will recommend Bible truth and win souls to Christ, the establishment of the sanitarium will have been in vain. Spiritual as well as physical healing is to be brought to those who come for healing. In a communication addressed to the brethren and sisters in Southern California, dated December 12, 1904, I read again. I am instructed to bear a message to you. You have a great work to do in soul saving, but you cannot accomplish this work by following man-made plans and human devisings. Special light has been given me regarding the character and magnitude of the work to be done in Los Angeles. Several times, messages have been given regarding the duty that rests upon us of proclaiming the third angel's message with power in that city. For a long time, our people in Southern California have had messages from the Lord that there should be sanitariums near Los Angeles. For want of means, the work has been delayed. But not long ago, a building at Glendale, 8 miles from Los Angeles, was purchased and is now being fitted up for the work. I visited the building and can say that it is beautifully situated and is well adapted for sanitarium work. We hope that our people in California will come quickly and heartily to the support of this sanitarium, so providentially placed in our hands that it may begin without delay to do its work.